And he's like, I really enjoyed it. So thank you. I forgot your name, but aww, you remember me. I remember you. I remember faces. And we're at the Real Gone show, that 1950s rockabilly and western band. And so thank you if you're listening.
All right.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Time to get up. Look at the sun, so pretty today. It's so bright, it's so smashing. Lasting helps out the grass and smile when it's morning time. Last night I wrote 3 rhymes. I woke up to see the sun shining. God is my witness in scriptures and pictures. The sun kissed scrumptious sun is nutritious. It makes me want to climb, take a bite out of shine. This little light of mine. Yo, the sun could never be put. He always come out, hiss it right there. Even if you pull your gun out, he can never run out. When the lights go out, it's Japan's turn out. The earth had spun around, I see yellow and green. It's a beautiful thing, the sky's blue. Cause the sun hit the water like bing, a reflection. And that's all it is. You can't stare at him long, cause your face will do like this. Look who's shining again.
Oh my, my, my.
We been rhyming again.
Oh my, my, my.
Ice be blinding the men. He come through time and time again.
Check out my nephew, he jumped up in the window just to see you. Look what he drew, a Carl House, always wants to be with you. He's just as jolly, he always begging me to let him see you. I'm like, probably if you clean up and read a little, you make people eyes glow. You got the Weather Channel bugging and you stubborn when it snow. You my mentor, mothers name their kids after you. New slang, nothing personal, we knowing what you been through.
Son,
you roll like one in a million, yo.
Son,
you always find like one in a building, yo. We those babies from day one. All I had was you on my birthday, baby. Think you owe me one. The way the world look when you around. Prisoners get out, look up, grin at you, and then kiss the ground. You my favorite. I wish we had 3 more of you. I adore.
Plus, I even go to the store
look
for you.
Look who's shining again.
Oh, my, my, my.
We been rhyming again.
Oh, my, my, my.
Ice be blinding the men.
Oh, my, my,
you come through time and time
oh,
again.
Oh, my, my, my.
Our diverse son
can be enriching and cruel.
Reaching a full 98.
And got the kids in the pool.
Isn't it cool how it spreads joy? Huns lay in it. And it's hard to go back to work when your lunch break's finished. Strap hang before.
So it's a fact I support.
Feeling the warm sun rays.
Up on your back as you walk.
The heat driven. A theory I clung to deep within is souls have to go through the sun to reach heaven. And sent in retreat.
Our souls bad and deceived.
Madam believes since dinosaurs.
And Adam and Eve.
That sun's hovered to the extermination of us. It's a peephole which leads to the firmament above us.
Who could take a raindrop and turn it to glee? And draw it up 6 miles over tropical wilds and bring it to the sea.
Look who's shining again.
Oh my, my, my.
We been rhyming again.
Oh my, my, my.
Ice be blinding the men.
Oh my, my, my.
You come through time and time
oh
again.
Thank you.
Greetings. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Times Reform Radio. Sorry, I'm getting the giggles, which is good. I feel good.
Laughing is a high frequency.
Oh my God, that's what it is. Oops, such a high frequency. So this is the shamanic drumming. So I'm going to share with Tashi, I did the vinyl, spiritual vinyl pull, and guess what I pulled out?
Oh my gosh.
How is this? Does this relate to you anyway?
No. But I love Duke Ellington.
So I'm going to show you.
Well, maybe the song does. So we'll find out.
It's interesting because all of these records behind me right here, they're mostly, that's jazz genre. But every time I pull, it always has some kind of synchronistic, like esoteric song title for some reason.
Yeah.
And, but it's like, it's connecting all the time. So the one thing that stood out is, there's two things that stood out. I'm beginning to see the light.
Oh.
And mood. Interesting. I don't know why. Mood indigo. I don't know
mood
why
indigo.
That would connect with you. I feel like that connects with you.
Indigo.
Yeah.
Indigo. Indigo is the third eye color. And I am heart's intuits.
So do you see what I'm saying? This is crazy indigo. How this happens. That means so it's third eye, indigo. So there's two songs on here. So we successfully did the angel vinyl card reading pull for today. Yeah. And we're going to play these songs after we're done with the shamanic drumming. I mean, how much fun is this?
Yeah. Well, you know, it could also be that someone's listening to the radio station for the first time And they love jazz or they love Duke Ellington. And this message might be for someone out there. So this is for you.
I love it. Strange. It can all be. It can all be.
It can all be.
It can all be connected. I don't know how to speak, but usually throughout the show, I start finding other little things, messages on the vinyl, like whether somebody wrote something or whether there's a sticker or whether there's something else. There's always hidden messages. And the magical vinyl, and I can't wait to listen to Duke Ellington because I love jazz. I love this this era.
Do you love jazz?
Why do I sound like Cyndi Lauper?
My name's Mariah.
Well, she just made fun of me on air. Is that how I sound?
Is that how I sound?
So cute.
Oh my god. Okay, let's get into the Punchinello. What? I don't know what I'm doing. That's Gregory's word. Punchinello. Okay. All right, we're starting. 7-Eleven. Oh my God, 7-Eleven, your favorite place to
hang out. No, what are you talking about? She made me. It's not even funny, I hated it.
I'm just kidding, I don't know why I said that.
What's happening?
Oh God.
Oh, this sounds a lot worse than what it actually is reality.
If you feel like crap, just go to a 7-Eleven.
No, you're gonna feel like more crap.
No, the guys working, they'll make you feel like real special inside.
You know what? I mean, I'm remembering something. The last time I went to 7-Eleven, I was with someone who needed a lighter. Why is that funny? Anyways, I said, hey, pick out the lighter that you think that I need. And he picked out a bright pink lighter for me. So that was a very fun experience because I would never think that I am bright pink.
Interesting.
I think I'm more of like an auburn brown.
That makes sense because of the chakra colors. Pink, love, exuding heart. Heart. Okay. Actually, we do need to get into this because the time's running out and we're going to be off the RL sound. Okay. So, this is what I'm talking about.
Okay, you can't see what I'm doing again.
Okay. This is exactly what I was talking about. Okay, so as I do the shamanic drumming, so, you know, it's a journey. We're going to have a journey here, about 7 to 10 minutes or whatnot. So during this journey, you know, you can ask a question or a spirit will give you a vision, whatever it is, or you can just sit back and feel the healing, receive the healing. You may see a lot of stuff. You may not see a lot of stuff. But it really is about being present, and we're not trying to force anything. It's just about enjoying the experience. And if you are able to like naturally trip like an ayahuasca trip without taking ayahuasca or out taking drugs, outstanding. Outstanding for you. For example, I just like to say a lot of times I have a recurring visions of past lives and connections from past lives, and I get a lot of information from past lives when I do shamanic drumming. That may not be the case for everyone, but it's just to help you understand if you have a recurring theme that goes on, if there's something you connect with, stay with that, write it down, because it is trying to tell you something. It's trying to tell you something about your form of healing and how you connect with the shamanic journey and what and how you're able to your healing portal through it. So write it down. I welcome you to write these things down. But ultimately the drumming is going to heal your entire body temple. Whatever needs healing, whatever it is that is going on in your body, it's going to bring it to that and heal it up. So, oh my God. Okay, so let's begin. And remember to see your spirit animals. They're here to guide you. spirit guides and our spirit team and our spirit animals for guiding us to exactly the message of where we need to be and where we need to go. Something flew in my eye. Okay. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFL Medford Tufts. Freeformed Radio. If you just tuned in, I'm your host, Mariah Merlin. I'm the boss of Medium. Your mic's not on. And what's your deal?
Okay, I'm sorry, but like, I don't know why that was hilarious to me. Talia friggin' came in and did a Purple Pie Man dance.
And then
she made the rest of my visions extremely funny. She's like, why do you need to see animals when you could see me?
That's, you need to tell her that. That's really funny. Talia's our other sister, by the way.
Oh my god.
If she didn't know this.
Hilarious. If
why do you need to see animals when you can see me?
But I did see a hawk, an owl, and a fox. And then after Talia came in, I saw a baby Moses in the wicker basket going over in the river. It was so weird.
And then you had ADD. And like, my stuff, that's why I was like, get mad at you, because when you're paying attention, the energy flows, and when you're off doing, it's like distracting.
Well, that's another thing. And then another thing that made me laugh was Mariah saw that I wanted to write down my messages.
You're supposed to do it afterwards.
Okay, so she made a hitting motion towards me, and then it, like, if the beat was off, it's because she was threatening to hit me.
Yeah, because I was threatening her.
Oh my god. So now I'm scared.
As you should be. I will inflict you with fear.
Hey.
Do as I say.
Love. Love.
Hey.
Love
is- hey.
I. No, but that was a great transient. And then all of a sudden you went into like an 80s like beat, and I started like doing the 80s dance. I was like, yeah. It's like super punk rock 80.
I was thinking, so do you know what was going on in my, now I have accent. Now I have accent. See, I can't, I'm so excited. That was good.
Me and Shamara called this, and then.
Yeah,
you know,
like
when kids
you're
are
kids,
really excited.
Yeah, when you're really excited, you get, and they can't even talk because they're so hyped up on excitement.
So tell me.
So I was like, that's why I pulled the punk vinyl. I need to mosh. Like, I need to go to a punk show. Like, it was like, it's time to go to a punk show.
So remember you
and
asked,
dance.
Like,
yeah.
what is coming through for you for your healing? Like, I got my voice. Like, when I sing,
I
heal myself.
Yeah, I got dancing. I need to start dancing. I need to start, like, I used to dance in my apartment because I don't like going out to bars anymore.
Yeah.
So what I do is take some time. I would take, and they're like, you need to go back to doing that. Because I was doing that last year, like, you know, because I didn't want to go out to bars. I didn't want to be in that environment.
So we can all find our own special way of healing. How do you heal yourself?
What a great question.
How do you heal yourself? What makes you happy? What makes you feel like nothing else matters?
I saw a penguin. An animal.
Did you?
Yeah, and
you know
and a
what's
puffin,
funny?
Penguin and a puffin.
Okay, so Mariah's so psychic because the song I sent her to play for me is called Penguin Orchestra.
What? Oh my god, are you crazy?
Oh my god. she's punching me now in the air. But not really, it's an air punch of love. But yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you want to play it? I think you should
now play it. Have to play it because it's like, are we gonna not play it?
Yeah.
Are we gonna not do it, Daddy?
Did you get my message, Daddy?
Did you get my Marlboros? Get me my smokes. No, I'm just kidding.
It's something we grew up with. She's now our spirit guide.
Okay, what is it called? Penguitos?
Wait, I texted it to you.
I can't.
Oh, here we are. Here we are,
face to face, a couple of silver spoons,
two
open
of a kind,
open to find, making it go together, we're gonna find our way.
You and I together, taking the time each day to learn all about those things you just can't find. Two silver spoons together, you and I.
80s.
We only wanted to hit that note knowing we couldn't do it because it's a part of our heart.
Like, can we talk about how good the show Silver Spoons is?
Yeah. Okay, so it's the music for A Found Harmonium.
Okay, can you tell me the title?
That's the name of the song. It's from Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
Okay, and what is it called?
Music for A Found Harmonium. If anyone out there knows this, blast this song. And go crazy with your dance steps.
What's it called? Music for what?
Music for A Found
Harmonium.
Okay. Harmonium. You guys are gonna love this. If you've never heard this before, get down, get funky, get loose, and move to
the beat.
They're
called Penguin Cafe.
Penguin Cafe
is
Orchestra.
This it?
Oh yeah, baby. Let's go.
Okay. Meditation. Hold on. Do you remember Glenn Curtis?
I know this fly, black girl.
You love it when I go, but you love it.
What if Glenn Curtis was listening?
He might be.
We will never forget Glenn Curtis.
We're never gonna forget that. Summer of Glenn Curtis.
Never forget. Like, he's what? Like, you know those people you're never gonna forget because they're such characters.
Oh my gosh! It was like an almost Jim Carrey, but a musical Jim Carrey. This guy was so serious about his music, but everything that came out of his mouth was out of a movie.
Remember, I would hang out with him at the comic book store, and then his friend who worked at the comic book store.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was another dimension for sure.
It really was. Okay, Glenn Curtis.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, let's get this on, because it's happening right now. All right,
let's go.
Thank you.
hello. you don't even know what was going on. You have no idea.
I love that song, and I love you, Mariah. I love you so much.
Okay, I love you too, but, like, the audience needs to realize what was going on. We're, like, crying. We are, like, you know when you cry really hard from joy and happiness?
Yeah.
And you cry from listening to music? We were sitting here laughing because we were crying.
If you didn't cry, it's because you don't have a dope sound system like we do, because the music is crazy. That song is, like, infinite heartstrings.
Oh my god. It was hip hop without hip hop.
Shout out to Dave, brother Dave Hart. Dave loves this song. He introduced the song to me.
He would.
He would. Dave is a master music man.
He would. Yeah. Oh my god. I need. What is there other stuff sound like this?
We'll listen to their albums.
It's so good, Ace of Cups.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that song.
Good things happening to me. It's amazing. Okay.
It's great.
Oh, this has been a crazy show in a good way, in the best way possible. Yeah. There's so magic. There's so much magic happening.
Thank you for sharing your emotions with me with that song. Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah, because I really, that song is in my heart. I love it.
Always crying on this air. I was crying on the radio.
Yay.
Okay, so we're going to go right into the Duke Ellington. I'm beginning to see the light. Oh, wait, is Mood Indigo? Let's play both of them. Mood Indigo and I'm beginning to see the light. We're gonna
You should
both.
Have two tables and mix them into each other.
Oh, should we do that?
Yeah. Oh, you only have one record.
All right, stay tuned. Here's some Duke Ellington, some esoteric messages. We'll be back.
Nice. Oh, I love that you play whatever the hell you want. It's not like a uniform.
Thank you.
Okay, we're Ilios. Here. This was fun. This was a lot of fun.
Oh my god, so much laughing, crying, dancing.
This is what Paranormal Playground Sounds is about. It's expansion. It's an extremely high vibration. That's what it's meant for.
We play ground.
We play ground.
We play ground.
We play ground. We play ground.
We play ground.
Okay. So we're here for our angel messages. I'm so excited because I'm going to have our other psychic medium who is, there's so much to it that I'm just not going to put her in a box because it's just rude.
I don't like boxes.
Good. But even though, basically, I'm just going to call her a psychic medium for right now. What do you want it to be? You introduce yourself. Damn.
Oh, no. I didn't want it to go there, but we're on air. Okay. So I don't know. I'm Mariah and I have, you know, shared gifts, but it's very unique.
Knock, knock. Who's that?
Hello?
Remember? Au revoir.
I think the base of it is intuition, but the way that we receive our information or translate energy is very unique to who we are and our soul mission, soul journey, how we are here to help and serve and to create light. Wow.
I was thinking of something else. So something. Okay, let's get to, okay.
I'm thinking of something.
It's 7:44 and we really need to get to this. Okay. Okay, so anyways, let's start with the vinyl pull. We have Duke Ellington, and we were hearing some jazz, so the first thing was Mood Indigo. Then the second song was I'm Beginning to See the Light. I quite enjoyed it. It's easy for me to enjoy, but do you want to... Something very interesting happened, actually, that was not expected, that involved her friend.
Yeah, so I have a good friend who is a trombone player, and he loves jazz, and before he signed on, Mariah picked this record. And so right when she started playing Duke Ellington, he texted me and said, I hear some ripping jazz. I'm super down. So
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That all the synchronicities can happen like this and to be in Mood Indigo. And you said indigo represents a third eye. So there's a message here that has to do with there's so much intuition going on.
There's
so much synchronicities and psychic information that was happening. Tashi's face was just...
I see. She tells me I do these faces and I don't know.
She's just feeling it. She's just feeling the energy. So basically what I'm getting from this is there is a message coming in for the people who are listening right now, who are signed on right now. This has to do with you and your intuition and working with your intuition and saying yes to your intuition, because for those, you know, I'm feeling a connection for everyone who, you know, you didn't tune in by accident, but this message is definitely for you about cultivating that, being able to move forward with your gift, being able to utilize it for good and knowing how to control it, knowing how to properly match it with your earthly self. This is the channeling that I'm getting. Properly match your intuitive gifts with your earthly self and who you are, and finding a balance with it. Because a lot of times what I'm getting is a lot of times when I meet people and they don't, it's not that they don't want to open up to it, it's there's a lot of fear of what they have to let go of, fear of what they have to what they're gonna have to deal with, fear of just their lives completely changing if they're saying yes to this. And what you have to understand is that it's never gonna go in a direction that is not your path, that is not your truth, that is not your highest. If you're saying I want to live my dream, if you're saying I want a better life, if you're saying I want more joy, I want to be healthy, all of these things, the only thing it's gonna do is guide you to that. So you're either choosing to stay in denial about what you don't want and just kind of doing the whole status quo thing and getting by, or you're saying, yes, I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to say yes to this big thing and take it on because I want a better life.
Yeah.
And listening to our intuition has everything to do with this. Do you want to add anything?
Yeah, a lot. What I was thinking when you were mentioning all that, you know, why it's great, how it's powerful, people are probably saying, you know, well, how do I know it's my intuition? And some thoughts came to me, which I think should be shared with you. I'd love to share with you was that, you know, as a meditation facilitator and teaching people how to connect with their higher selves, I notice a lot of people enter fear. they're scared of what they see when they close their eyes, or they are afraid that dark energies are going to come in. And what I'd like to offer to you is understanding that you are what you're going to see and perceive what you are. So what you're watching on a daily basis, what you're reading, what you're interacting with, it's going into your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is so powerful, it just hangs out and it actually dictates your conscious mind. Okay, so if you are, you know, regularly inundated with low frequency activities or thoughts or movies or whatever, you're going to create that in your reality. Okay, so when you close your eyes and you see demons, it's, you know, shut off the horror movies. Stop watching that dark stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is the truth that needs to be told to people. If you are not ready, if you think that you're still having problems with tapping into your intuition, I would start with just really trying to, instead of trying to call in entities or beings, just call in nature, call in earth, call in the light, call in the sun, call in the stars. That which doesn't have like a negative energy or a negative connotation. So start bringing those energies into your field when you close your eyes and just call upon them to help you with your intuition, you know. And if those who are spiritual, religious, or whatever, you know, call upon that which you can trust that is the highest and purest. And allow that feeling in your heart, like once you open your heart and you're there with a light energy that feels good, then you're ready to receive information. So I hope that helps. But yeah, like if you'll know in your inner being if it's your intuition or not. Intuition is always soft. It's always like, what if? It feels like a what if. It doesn't feel like you should do this, go do that. You're bad, you're negative, you suck. That is not your intuition. That's the devil. No, yep. Just kidding. Well, you know, kind of, whatever the devil may represent, but go ahead, Mariah.
Yes, no, absolutely, absolutely. I love your take on that. I love everything you said. It's kind of like going really in on the underneath of another side that a lot of people probably wouldn't have thought about.
Yeah, because we live on Earth. This, you know, it's 3D. It's very low frequency. It's dense. Every day we got to trudge through this density, being spirits, being light beings, being angels, you know? And yes, absolutely. You are made of the stars.
Absolutely. So we have, let's go to the next. So the other vinyl pull that we had was Slapshot, which some good punk rock there. And when I pulled that, it was like, you know, you really need to go to a punk show. You need to, but mostly, you know, in mosh, but mostly overall, I need dancing. But like, I feel like that's not just for me. I feel like this was, because it was a vinyl pull, I feel like this is for anyone listening. Go out, move your body. Yeah. Move, because do you ever notice the happiest people on the earth are dancers? Because they're constantly moving their body in unprecedented ways. When you're living your life every day brand new, unprecedented, you're doing something new, that creates expansion and it creates joy. Right. So when you're moving your body, and you ever notice you go through your day, there's a way to behave. There's a way to have your body. There's a behavioral where you can't do or this, but you came out of the womb naked. And yet we're here on this earth being told, you know, you can't do certain things. Yeah. I'm not saying you should walk around naked, but basically, you know, there's a balance to being on the 3D world. But the truth is that we inherently came into this world wild and free. So when we're able to tap into those places where we can move, like when we're little, the way we moved, yeah, when we were little, we didn't worry about from time to time, have those concerns about what was going to happen to us.
Not judging ourselves. We just moved. Not trying to be perfect. Not trying to look like the latest dance step or the coolest person on the floor.
We just laughed.
Just feel uncontrollably your body.
And moved. Yeah. And
feel yourself.
In a diaper. And wiggled across the floor. And it was the funniest, joyful thing ever. Yes. Anyone ever saw.
Yeah.
So
dancing is freedom.
That's good.
Be free.
So the next thing, I'm just bringing in angels that are here for us, all of our angels that come in, and just to, you know, overall message, you know, I'll definitely, we have limited time, so I'd like you to also chime in. Okay. And see, and I just want to feel anything very brief from spirit. what wants to come in from all of this fun. That's interesting. I keep seeing kites and I keep seeing balloons. They keep showing me kites and balloons. Oh. And there is, that obviously means it has to do with high frequencies. It has to do with being uplifted, being high, infinite, being in that energy, being in that realm. So there is definitely something we did today that activated that. I can feel it. You can feel it. We can all feel it. Mm-hmm. And there is a calling to raise our vibrations this week. There is a strong calling for some reason, and I think it has to do with the portal that's coming up, and we have to, this is, they're saying a precursor to the portal is raise your vibration this week, so you'll have it next week, and you'll be in the mode and make sure you're doing things and setting yourself up to be prepared for the 8-8 portal, and that's makes so much sense why they're setting us up for high frequency. Now, is there anything else you're getting?
Yeah, I think the balloons and the kite, it's really about celebration. We're really enduring unprecedented times, and we're getting, like Mariah said, like kind of inundated in the negativity. We're getting distracted by all of this stuff that's happening in the world. Be in your day. Be in your moment. Be with the people you love. Be in that conversation. Say hello to a stranger. Live your life. Celebrate your life. Be free. Be free to be yourself. Be free to be happy. Be free to have fun. Be free to be you.
I love it.
Celebrate yourself.
Yes!
Celebrate each other.
Woo! What a perfect ending to the message. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM.
We play ground.
What? 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tops Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boss Medium. And thank you so much, Tashi, for coming in.
Thanks
putting
for
having your
me.
Input, the music, sharing the music, love. The love, the celebration, the laughter. This is what it's about. This is everything we're sharing here with you. This is life. This is what we do here with life. So thank you so much for joining us. It's always a celebration. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful for WMFO.
Gratitude.
And just to be, this is just, I have to pinch myself every time I come here. Like, is this really happening? Do I really have my own radio show here? Like, this is nuts. Like, just what a miracle. Just so
and
much
we
gratitude.
We sang the theme song to Silver Spoons.
We did.
Wow.
So much love.
So
stay
much love.
Tuned for Rising with Sky Bar and with some great, I you know,
oh,
with
yeah.
great local music he's got. And it's a great show. It's just a great lineup on Tuesdays and all days on WMFO. So thank you for keeping Freeform Radio alive. We love you so, so much. Let's Woo! Sign in. We're going to sign off with some,
go
some
celebrate.
More.
Go celebrate. Go have fun.
With some more Duke Ellington. Why not? Yeah. Put it in there. We'll be right back.